Assistant State Climatologist Ed Hopkins says mid-July is the warmest time in Wisconsin. This year is no exception, with temperatures hovering in the low to mid-90s around much of the state. Still, Hopkins says things could be much worse.
And I can think back to 1995 or to 1988, and also back into the 50s and some other times, and even 1976 down here in Madison, we reached 104 degrees.
But the most extreme temperatures occurred 69 years ago during the Dust Bowl. July 13, 1936 saw the mercury soar into the triple digits. Record highs from that date still hold. It was 104 degrees in Green Bay, 108 in Rhinelander. It even got to 106 degrees in Duluth that day. But Hopkins says it got even worse.
And in fact, the state record at the Wisconsin Dells at 113 was the highest temperature ever in the state.
Hopkins doesn't expect to break that record this year, but without rain, he says temperatures could climb, and things are dry. Friday, Governor Doyle declared emergency drought conditions for farmers, allowing them to divert water from streams for irrigation. The DNR has declared ozone alert days this month, mostly in southeastern Wisconsin and along the shore of Lake Michigan. And Wisconsin Public Service in Green Bay has been breaking records for energy usage left and right. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.